Afternoon theatre. This afternoon, if you have stereo equipment and live in London, the southeast of England, or the Midlands, you'll be able to hear this play in stereo. The play is called The Ringer by Edgar Wallace. This was the turning point in Edgar Wallace's meteoric career from newspaper boy to writer of best-selling fiction. Adapted from his novel of 1925, The Gaunt Stranger, it scored an immediate success at the Wyndham's Theatre, London, in 1926. In the broadcast, we star Bill Fraser as Sam Hackett, Alan Wheatley as Morris Meister, and Fraser Carr as Dr. Lomond. The stereo adaptation is by Raymond Rakes. The Ringer.
The fog was so thick in Deptford that night, they were forced to feel their way by railing and wall. Flanders Lane, Deptford. A place where police went in couples. Sounds of 1925, when a gaunt stranger haunted the riverside of Deptford, a man wanted for murder, and under cover of fog, escaped justice and fled the country. The night the ringer got away. And some months later, the Australian police reported that the body of a drowned man taken out of Sydney Harbour was almost certainly the ringer. Almost certainly, because the ringer could ring changes on himself, and no one was absolutely sure or absolutely safe. And soon there were other sounds. Sounds that brought the ringer too near for comfort. A plane flying through the mist which shrouded the countryside between Hatfield and Welling, just outside London, and coming into land. And then a cablegram to Scotland Yard. Very urgent. Stop. Australian police report. Ringer left Sydney by plane and is believed to be making for London. Message ends. Sounds that bring the ringer too near for comfort.
Bliss? Inspector Bliss, are you deaf?
Hmm? Huh? Oh, no, not deaf. Busy. It's not my office anyway. You answer that thing.
Thank you very much. Hello?
Is that Scotland Yard?
Yes. This is the Assistant Commissioner's room.
Yes. Is the Assistant Commissioner there?
No, he's not here at the moment.
Well, it's very urgent. I suppose he's had the ringers back in London, eh?
You must ask him that.
Yes, but the ringer's back. I mean, it's pretty serious, huh? I shall ring back. Will you please tell the Assistant Commissioner the ringer's back?
Yes, I'll tell him. You'll ring back.
Why is the Assistant Commissioner holding this inquiry anyway, Wimbury?
Surely you know, Bliss. Oh, you've been away, haven't you?
Yes, in America. I wish I'd never come back. I've had a soft job there.
Yes, well, the chief had the ringer case in hand, but he's away ill. So Colonel Walford's taking it for him.
Well, Walford's about as much knowledge of the job as my foot. Oh, I see. And that's why he's sent for all you people from Deptford, where the ringer used to operate from. Deptford. There's you, Wembury, and your police surgeon, what's his name?
Lomond, Dr. Lomond.
Yeah, that's the fellow. He's got a hell of a nerve. He tried to teach me my job earlier on this morning. But why on earth has Walford fetched him up from Deptford?
He's damn clever at cross-examination. The day we had Predo the poisoner up here at the yard, Lomond put him through it.
What do you mean, put him through it?
He questioned him in this very room, and he gave himself away.
Yeah, anyone could have done that, even you.
You're damned offensive, Bliss, but I suppose you can't help it.
So now we're to have all the brains from Deptford just because...
Because Deptford, my division, happens to be the one place the ringer...
The ringer. Why not call him Henry Arthur Milton and have done with it? And now we've got this letter from an old lag in Maidstone Prison who says he can recognize Henry Arthur Milton.
Ah, Sam Hackett, you mean?
Yes.
He comes from Deptford, too.
He would. Well, suppose he does recognize Henry Arthur Milton, or pretends he does. Who else is going to identify him?
You, for one, Inspector Bliss.
Not me. I never saw the swine. He had his back to me the day I went to pinch him. I just laid my hands on him when there I was, on the ground with 4 inches of good knife in me. No, who else has seen him?
Morris Meister?
Meister, eh? That shady solicitor from... he's from Deptford, too, isn't he?
I'm afraid so. He's got a house and offices there, in Flanders Lane.
I bet Meister never saw Henry Arthur Milton plainly in his life. Too full of dope, for one thing. Yes?
Is that Inspector Bliss?
Yeah.
The man who wrote us from Maidstone Prison has arrived. I told him to send him straight up.
Yeah.
Keep him till I come. I shan't be long.
Right. Right, sir. Walford sending Hackett straight up. You'd better show him in, Wembury.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I remember Sam Hackett. 5-6 years ago, I got him 18 months at the London Sessions for housebreaking. He's a born liar. What was his last sentence?
3 years. He served his full term, too. He tried to escape. Not been out long. this'll be him now. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Wembury. You look bright and healthy. How's all the family?
There isn't a family, Sam.
Oh, you policemen get about, too.
Why did you try to escape, you fool? You'd have been out before this.
Well, a man's a fool to go to stir, but he ain't no fool trying to get away, believe me. Morning, sir.
Morning.
You remember Mr. Bliss?
Bliss? Yeah. You've changed a bit, ain't you?
Now, Hackett, well...
Now, you've lost a lot of your hair, eh?
You shut your ugly mouth.
Yeah, that's more like you. Talking about illegitimate children, how are you?
Now, listen to me.
Get behave yourself.
To America, ain't you, Bliss? Is that why you've changed? Oh, you wouldn't have known ye.
Is Hackett here? Yes. Come on, up to the desk, Hackett. This is Colonel Walford.
Morning, sir. Nice pitch you've got here, sir. All made out of thieving and murdering.
Yes, well, Mr. Hackett, we had a letter from you when you were in prison.
Shut up.
Now, where is it?
Oh, here it is.
Nice. Dear sir, this comes hoping to find you well and all kind friends at Scotland Yard.
When I wrote that, I didn't know that Bliss here was back.
There's a lot of talk about the ringer down here, him that was drowned.
Drowned?
What? Oh, yes. Him that was drowned in Australia. Dear sir, I can tell you a lot about him now that he's departed this life.
Ripped.
What?
I put that, didn't I, sir?
R.I.P. I see, yeah. As I once see him, though only for a second, and I knew where he lodged. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I lodged in the same house.
Then you know what he looks like?
Well, he did look like, sir. He's dead.
No, he isn't.
What's that?
That doesn't matter.
Not dead. The ringer alive. Good morning. Thank you very much.
What do you know about him?
Nothing. Look, I'll tell you the truth, sir. Without any madam whatsoever...
Without any what?
Madam. Telling the tale, sir.
Oh.
Nosing on a dead man's one thing. Nosing on a live ringer's another. I know a bit about the ringer. Not much, but a bit. And I'm not going to tell that bit. And why? Because I just come out of stir. And Meister's given me a job down at his house in Deptford. Aim his valet now, you see.
Yes, yes, we know Morris Meister's been very good to you, but... If you can help us, well, we may be able to help you.
But I'm dead. Can you help me get alive? I don't know's on the ringer. He's a bit too hot for me.
I don't believe you know anything.
What you believe don't interest me, Bliss.
Now, come on. If you know anything, tell the commissioner. What are you afraid of?
What you're afraid of. He nearly got you once.
What?
That don't make you laugh.
Shut up, Hackett.
I'm very sorry, sir. I think I'd come up here this morning under what is termed a misapprehension. Goodbye, everybody.
Now, here, wait.
Let him go. Let him go. The door, Wembury.
Morning's up. Morning, Bliss. We'll meet you at the assizes as usual. Morning, Mr. Wembury.
This way, Sam.
Horace, make car.
He never saw the ringer, sir.
I don't agree, Bliss. His whole attitude shows that he has. Wembury, is Morris Meister here yet?
Oh, yes, sir. He's been in the waiting room some little time.
Bring him in.
Yes, sir.
Morris Meister of Flanders Lane, Deptford, eh? I wonder Wembury hasn't caught that man. He's the biggest fence in London.
It's difficult. Search warrants aren't issued against solicitors except on definite complaints.
Yeah.
And Meister was a big man once before he came to live in Deptford. He's still one of the best art critics we've got, and he plays the piano like a master.
Yeah, it's a pity he seems to have gone all to pieces since Gwenda Milton's death.
Gwenda Milton, yes. Hideous. Good morning, Mr. Meister.
I think there must be some mistake. I thought I was going to see the chief constable.
Yes, but I'm afraid he's ill. I'm taking his place. Let me relieve you of your hat and stick. There, we'll put them on my desk. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Shut the door, Wemry.
Yes.
I was asked to call at 12 o'clock. It is now 12:49. And I gather that while I've been waiting, you've interviewed a servant of mine, Hackett.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Yes, well, you may like to know that I have a case to defend at the Greenwich Police Court. God knows what will happen to the poor devil if I'm not there. Your colleague's face is vaguely familiar.
My name is Bliss.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I thought I knew you. It's a little unusual, is it not, to summon an officer of the Royal Courts of Justice to Scotland Yard?
Now, Mr. Meister, I'm going to speak very frankly. That is why I brought you here.
Brought is not a word I like, Mr.
Walford.
Mr. Walford.
Colonel Walford.
I'm sorry, Colonel Walford. As to frankness, you cannot be too frank with me.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Meister, you are a lawyer with a large clientele in Deptford.
Yes.
There isn't a thief in South London who doesn't know Mr. Meister of Flanders Lane. You're famous both as a defender of hopeless cases and as a philanthropist.
Thank you.
A man commits a burglary and gets away with it. Later, he is arrested. None of the stolen property is found. He is apparently penniless. Yet you not only defend him personally in the police court and through eminent counsel at the Old Bailey, but during the time the man is in prison, you support his relatives.
Mere humanity.
Oh, yes, I'm sure of that. Now, Mr. Meister, I'm not going to suggest that somebody who has access to the prisoner in a professional capacity has learnt where the proceeds of the robbery are hidden and has acted as his agent.
I am glad you do not say that, Colonel Watford.
Walford.
Colonel Walford, if you had said that, I should have been extremely...
I'm not insisting on it, I tell you. The money comes from somewhere, Meister. I am not curious. But sometimes you don't support your clients with money. You take their relatives into your employment.
I help them in one way or another.
When a convict has a pretty sister, for example, you find it convenient to employ her. You have a girl secretary now, a Miss Mary Lenley.
Yes, Miss Lenley is outside waiting for me in the car now, if you wish to speak to her.
Not just for the moment. Now, Miss Lenley's brother, Johnny Lenley, went to prison for 3 years on information supplied to the police by you.
Which was my duty as a citizen.
Quite so. But 2 years ago, Miss Lenley had a predecessor, a girl who was subsequently found drowned. You heard me?
Yes, I heard you. Oh, it was a tragedy. I don't like even to think about it.
The girl's name was Gwenda Milton.
Gwenda Milton, yes.
The sister of Henry Arthur Milton, otherwise known as the Ringer. The most brilliant criminal we have on our records, and the most dangerous.
And never caught, Colonel, never caught.
The Ringer left his sister in your care. Whether he trusted you with his money, I don't know. But he trusted you with his sister.
Well, I treated her well. Was it my fault that she died? Did I throw her into the river? Be reasonable, Colonel.
Why did she end her life?
How should I know? I never dreamt she was in any kind of trouble.
And yet you made all the arrangements for her at the nursing home.
That is a lie.
That didn't come out of the inquest. Nobody knows but Scotland Yard and Henry Arthur Milton.
But how can he know? He's dead. He died in Australia.
The Ringer is alive. He's here.
Here? Are you serious?
Absolutely. I tell you, he's alive and here in London.
But that can't be true. He wouldn't dare come here with a life sentence hanging over him.
He's here, and I've sent for you to warn you.
But why warn me?
As I said, he had a sister.
Well?
And he had a friend who betrayed him.
But his sister was merely a client of mine.
Can't you tell me that?
Yes, and as for Henry Arthur Milton, I never saw him in my life. I don't even know what he looks like. I knew the girl he used to run around with, an American girl. She was crazy about him. Where is she? Where she is, he is.
She's in London, in this very building, at this very moment.
Here? The Ringer wouldn't dare. If you know he's in London, why don't you take him, huh? What are you for? To protect people. Can't you get in touch with him? Can't you tell him that I know nothing about his sister? That I looked after her, was like a father to her? You, Inspector Wembury.
Yes, Mr. Meister?
You're in charge of the Deptford Division. You know I had nothing to do with this girl's death.
I know nothing about it. The only thing I do know is that if anything happens to Mary Lindley,
Don't you threaten me, Alan Wimbury, just because you see more of my secretary, Miss Lenley, than is good for
her. Listen to me, Mr. Meister. I've given you your warning. From now on, your house in Deptford will be under observation. You will arrange that, Inspector Wimbury?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Meister?
Yes, Mr. What did you say your name was?
Bliss. Central Inspector Bliss.
Yes.
I was only going to suggest that you let some of your clients know your house is now under observation. The last person they'll want to see is a police officer.
Have bars put on your windows. Don't admit anybody after dark. And never leave the house by night except with a police escort. Yes, Inspector Bliss, I think I'll put Mr. Meister in your charge. Watch over him like a father.
I will, sir.
Colonel Walford, the day you take the ringer, I give £1,000 to the police orphanage.
We don't want money so badly as that. Well, Mr. Meister, I think that is all. It's not my business to pass judgment on any man, but it's a dangerous game you're playing. Your profession gives you an advantage over other receivers.
Receiver? I think you hardly realize what you are saying.
Indeed, I do. Good morning.
You'll be sorry for that statement, Colonel. May I have my hat? Thank you. Look at the time. 1:05. Hear me, I shall miss that train to Southampton.
I thought you said Greenwich.
What? Yes, Greenwich.
This way, Mr. Meister.
You're forgetting your stick, Mr. Meister. Oh, a sword stick, eh? You seem to be looking after yourself pretty well.
Well, with so many police officers about. My stick, thank you. Good morning.
He scarcely remembered leaving the assistant commissioner's office, but walked down the corridors and out into the yard like a man in a dream.
Oh, Morris, there you are at last. Is anything wrong?
Wrong? Wrong? No, nothing is wrong. Why?
Get into the car, then.
Yes.
What is the matter, Morris?
Yes, of course, Mary. We ought to be getting home.
You want to go back to Deptford?
Yes, back to Deptford.
Oh, driver, straight back to Flanders Lane, please.
Very good, miss.
Was it something awful, Morris?
Awful? No. No, a lie, that's all. Tried to scare me. He thought they'd rattle me. That man, Bliss, was there. You know, the fellow you told me about.
Yes?
I can't quite place him, Mary. Did young Wimbury tell you anything about him?
Only what I told you.
But he comes from America, too, you mean?
Yes.
Hmm. Did you see Hackett?
Oh, yes. He came out about 20 minutes before you did. Got on a tram. He'll be home before us, I expect, with all this traffic.
I wish I'd seen him before he left. I wonder what they asked him about. If you'll excuse me, Mary, I think I'll just take a sniff of my white powder.
Oh, Morris, I wish you wouldn't.
Why not? That's better. That's much better. Young Wimbury was there, of course. You know, Mary, he threatened me.
Oh, surely not. Alan threatened
you. Yes, he did. I took no notice, of course.
Oh, Morris, while you were in there and I was waiting, I bought an early edition of the evening paper. Look.
Hmm? Prison riot, life of deputy governor in danger. Well, what about it?
It was at the prison my brother Johnny's in. I'm a bit worried. He's always so impetuous. You don't think he's done anything stupid and...
Of course, there are no names here. There never are. But I hope Johnny wasn't involved. It would mean the loss of his mark.
Loss of his...
He'd have to serve his full sentence.
Oh, no. Another 2 years. I couldn't bear it.
Mary, dear, I want to talk to you. You know, I'm sometimes terribly lonely in my house in Flanders Lane. I was wondering if you would sometimes spend a few of your evenings with me.
I'm sorry, Morris, but that just wouldn't be possible. That sounds very ungrateful, I know, after all you've done for me, but... People would talk, and I am your secretary.
Well, won't you come to supper one night and try me, hmm? I'd play the piano for you. It bores me to be always playing to myself. Don't you think you could come up just one evening?
I'll think about it.
Thank you, my dear. Well, I wonder who is on the rack at this moment.
You mean at Scotland Yard?
Yes, I give a lot of money to know just what is happening in room C2 at this very moment.
And who is the unfortunate soul facing the Inquisitors?
I'll not be in the way, were I, Colonel.
Not at all. Come along in, Dr. Lomond. It was good of you to come up from Deptford with Inspector Wimbury.
But how can I be of help to the three of you?
Cross-examination, Doctor. We remember your success with Predo.
Oh, poor old Predo. I wish I didn't know so much about criminology.
As an amateur?
Yes, as an amateur, Bliss. But we get there sometimes, eh, Wimbury?
Oh, you mustn't mind Inspector Bliss. He doesn't like Scotsmen.
I wish I was wearing my kilt. Well, now, Colonel, who am I to cross-examine this time?
A lady. I want you to find out something about her husband.
Would she know? Do wives know anything about their husband?
I'm not so sure that he is her husband.
Ah, then she would know. She'd know at any rate if he was somebody else's husband. Who is she?
What is her real name, Wimbury?
Cora Milton. She was born Cora Ann Barford.
Cora Ann. Cora Ann. That's a coincidence.
Why?
I was hearing a lot about her, Cora Ann, a few months ago.
That's not surprising, considering her reputation.
What exactly do you want to know?
I'll tell you. This girl is now the wife of a particularly dangerous criminal, Henry Arthur Milton, more commonly known as the Ringer.
The Ringer? What does that mean?
He's a man who rings the changes. But in Milton's case, he rings the changes on himself.
Oh, I see. Or don't I see?
In Deptford, they swear he can change the colour of his eyes.
That's the kind of thing they would say in Deptford.
Bliss is at it again.
No, there's no joke in it, Lomond. This man is brilliant.
Colonel, there isn't such a thing as a brilliant criminal. All criminals are daft. That doctrine has been inculcated in me from a bairn.
Oh, aye, toots, toots.
I will ignore that. What is he like? Can I see his photograph?
I'll come to that in a minute. Now, here's his record.
Hey, you don't want me, sir. I've got some real work to do.
No, but I shall want to see you later, Bliss.
Yes, right. Doctor, here's a job after your own heart. A man with your wisdom ought to catch the Ringer in a week.
You know, sometimes I think it's folly to be wise.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when ignorance is bliss.
Well, now, Doctor, the history of this man is a most peculiar one and will interest you.
Eh?
I have it all here in his file. In the first place, he's never been in our hands. The man is an assassin, but so far as we know, he's never gained a penny by any of the murders of which we suspect him. We know almost for certain that during the war he was an officer in the Flying Corps, a solitary man with only one friend, a lad who was afterwards shot on an ill-founded charge of cowardice made by his colonel, Chaffery's Wiseman.
Mm.
Now, 3 months after the war ended, Chaffery's Wiseman was stabbed to death in his flat. We suspect, well, indeed we are certain, the murderer was the Ringer, who had disappeared immediately after the armistice was signed. Didn't even wait to draw his gratuity.
He was no Scotsman.
He was never photographed in any of the regimental groups. We have only one drawing of him, made by a steward on a boat plying between Seattle and Vancouver. And it was on this boat that Milton was married.
He's married, eh?
Yes, there was a girl on the ship, a fugitive from American justice. She must have confided in Milton that she would be arrested on her arrival in Vancouver, for he persuaded the captain to marry them.
Mm.
She became a British subject and defeated the extradition law. It was a foolish, quixotic thing to do.
Ah, then he must be a Scotsman. And he's really a terror, eh?
If people knew for sure this man was in England, there would be trouble. He killed old Overtone, who ran a South American agency of a very unpleasant character. He killed Ataman, the moneylender, the man who ran the Flotsam Club, for the same reason. And Maurice Meister, by the way, was in the house when that murder was committed. Milton left his sister in Meister's charge when he had to fly the country over the Ataman affair. He didn't know that Meister was giving us information about his movements.
But he knows now.
He knows, yes. Our information is that he was in Australia 8 months ago and that he is now in England. And if he is, he has come back with only one object, to settle with Meister in his own peculiar way. Meister was his solicitor, and he was always running around with Gwenda Milton.
Gwenda Milton?
Yes, the Ringer's sister.
Aye. You say you have a picture of him.
A pencil sketch only. Wimbury, where is it?
It's in the file, sir. Yes, here it is.
You're joking. Why, I know this man.
What?
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
You know him, surely not.
Oh, I don't say I know him, but I've met him in Port Said about 3 months ago. I was staying at one of the hotels when I heard that there was a poor European who was very sick in some filthy caravansary in the native quarter. Naturally, I went over and saw him. He was very sick. In fact, I thought he was going to peg out. And it was this gentleman. He'd come ashore from an Australian ship.
Thank God, that's our man, sir.
Did he recover?
Oh, I don't know. He was delirious when I saw him. That's where I heard the names Cora Ann. I saw him twice. Aye, would he be the ringer? Ach, no, it's not possible.
It almost seems like it. I've an idea that he's not dead. Now, you may be useful, Doctor. If there is one person who knows where the ringer is to be found, it is Mrs. Milton.
Cora Ann, yes.
Doctor, I've already told you how impressed I was with your cross-examination of Predo. I want you now to try your hand on this lady.
Oh.
Bring her up, Wembley.
Straight away, sir.
Now, here are the ascertainable facts about her movements. She returned to this country from Genoa on a British passport 3 weeks ago. She's staying at the Carlton.
A British passport, you say. Is she married?
Oh, there's no doubt about that, I think.
Well, if my Egyptian friend is the ringer, I know quite a lot about this lady. He was rather talkative in his delirium. And I'm beginning to remember some of the things he told me. Now, let me think. Cora Ann. Orchids.
Hmm?
I've got it.
Thanks a lot. And two more men to meet. Well, well.
Good morning, Mrs. Milton. I asked you to come because I rather wanted my friend Dr. Lomond here to have a little talk with you.
Why, isn't that nice? I'm just crazy to talk to somebody here in London.
Oh, you haven't been long in London, Mrs. Milton. You've been abroad, haven't you?
I certainly have, all abroad.
And how did you leave your husband?
Mr. Wimbury, who is this, Dr. Loman?
He's the police surgeon in my division.
You don't say. Well, you know, Doctor, I won't see my husband again. I thought everybody had read in the newspapers. Poor Arthur was drowned in Sydney Harbour.
You don't say. Oh, I'm sorry if it's a painful subject, but you see, your husband left this country hurriedly, too, or is it three?
Three.
Thank you, Mr. Wimbury. 3 years ago. When did you see him last?
Two, or is it three? Thank you, Mr. Wembry. 3 years ago.
Now, Cora Ann.
Listen, I got a handle to my name, Doctor.
May I turn it and find out what tune you play? Now, I'll sit here if the Colonel will allow me.
Now, carry on, Dr. Lemon, please.
And Mrs. Milton will sit here beside me. Now, sit you down.
Oh, very well.
You see from this note here, you saw your husband in Sydney.
Well, what's the good of asking me if you know?
You were in Sydney 3 months after we reached there. You called yourself Mrs. Jackson, and you registered at the Harbour Hotel. And whilst you were there, you were in communication with your husband.
I never saw him, I tell you.
No, you never saw him. I guess that. He telephoned. You asked him to meet you, or didn't you? I'm not quite sure. You don't want to tell me, eh? I suspect you were scared that there was somebody trailing you, scared that you might lead the police to him.
Scared? Where'd you get that word? Nothing would scare Arthur Milton. Anyway, he's dead.
And now has nothing to be scared about if he was a Presbyterian. Let's bring him to life, shall we? Come up, Henry Arthur Milton, who left Melbourne on the steamship Themistocles on the anniversary of his wedding and left with another woman.
Oh, that's a damn lie. There never was another woman. Oh, listen, you put a raw one over there. I'm a fool to get sore with you. I don't know anything, that's all. And I needn't answer a single question. I know the law in England. I'm going.
Wembley, open the door for Mrs. Milton.
Yes, Doctor?
It is Mrs. Milton, isn't it?
Say, what do you mean?
Oh, I thought it might be one of those artistic marriages that are so popular with the leisured classes.
You may be a hell of a big doctor, but your diagnosis is all wrong.
Really? Married and everything?
Uh-huh. First in the ship by captain, and that's legal. And then it's in Paul's Church, Deadford, to make sure a girl can't be too careful.
St. Paul's, where is that, Wembley?
Close to Morris Meister's place.
Meister? Do you know Meister? Is he still in that large old house in Deadford?
Yes. Yes.
You know Deptford, Mrs. Milton?
Well, sure. Deptford's a kind of hometown to me. Next to an ash pit, I don't know any place I'd hate worse to be found dead in. Folks over home talk about Limehouse and Whitechapel. They're garden cities compared with that hell shoot. But I was married there by a real reverend gentleman.
Married, eh? Liars and married men have very short memories. He forgot to send you your favorite orchids.
What do you mean?
Oh, he always sent you orchids on the anniversary of your wedding. Even when he was hiding in Australia. But this year, he didn't. I suppose he forgot. Or possibly he had other uses for orchids.
You think so? That's the kind of thought a man like you would have. Arthur thought of nobody but me. The only thing that hurt him was that I couldn't be with him. Once when I was in Melbourne, he risked everything just to see me and Colin.
So he was in Melbourne when you were there. But he did not send you your orchids.
Orchids? What do I want with orchids? I knew when they didn't come.
That he had left Australia. That's why you came away in such a hurry. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you. I'm beginning to believe that you're in love with your husband.
Was I? I kind of liked him. Well, that is about all, I guess. You're not going to arrest me or anything?
You're at liberty to go just when you wish, Mrs. Milton.
Fine. Well, good morning, everybody. Or is it afternoon now?
Send Inspector Bliss here to my room, please, at once.
Love is blind. You met him, and you didn't recognize him.
And do you think you'd know him if you saw him, Dr. Smarty?
You want us to believe that he was so well disguised that he could venture abroad in Collins Street in daylight. Oh, no, Coran. It won't do, it won't do.
On Collins Street? He'd walk on Regent Street in daylight or moonlight. Dare? If he felt that way, he'd come right here to Scotland Yard and never turn a hair. It's the sort of fool thing he would do.
You sent for me?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I didn't mean
you
it.
You sent for me?
Oh. Yes, 1 minute, please. What's the matter, Mrs. Milton?
What is it, Mrs. Milton? We're scared you. Oh. She'll tell us everything in a minute, Colonel.
Oh, give me a glass of water, please.
Water, yes. She's frightened of something.
Perhaps I was responsible. Give me that glass, Wembley.
There you are.
Try a drop of this. Sorry, it isn't whiskey. But it may help pull you round.
Thank you.
Better now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I guess that lets me out.
Quite sure?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not gonna faint. Arthur just hated women who faint.
Mrs. Milton, why were you so distressed? Did you see something?
See something? Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was this drawing of Arthur on your desk. I just caught a glimpse of it, and well, it kind of gave me a shock. You see, as I told you, I kind of liked Arthur.
Wimbury?
Yes, sir?
Get Mrs. Milton a taxi.
Messenger, taxi at once.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, Mrs. Milton. You're at Scotland Yard.
Oh, aren't you all perfect gentlemen? Roast a woman's soul out of her, and then send her home in a taxi when she's got a car of her own. And say, don't be so damn sure there's nothing to be afraid of at Scotland Yard.
The sounds that brought the ringer too near for comfort. Here was a mystery that was never solved until that night of horror when the ringer came again to Maurice Meister's house in Flanders Lane.
Is that you, Mr. Wembley?
Yes, sir.
Did you bring the doctor, will you?
Yes, we're both here, but for God's sake, let us in, Sam. Then, like hell, I dear.
Dirty night for the dogs, eh?
Come in. Well, this is a new stunt, isn't it, Sam? Ringing up the police station for the divisional surgeon.
Aye. Why didn't you send for Meister's own doctor? I didn't know who his doctor was, and he's been in a terrible state all day. Listen to him, banging away on the pianoforte. It's all dopey, like he can't hear nothing, he can't see nothing, he puts the wind up me, he does.
Musical with it, that's bad.
I like a bit of music myself, but the tunes he plays gives you the creeps. Ask him. Says he's lonely without that secretary of his.
Miss Lonely?
Yeah, she's been away in the country all day, and this is what happens. He's all right when she stays on a bit in the evenings, but that isn't very often.
Well, I'll step in and see him. Do what I can for him, eh?
You were afraid you'd be suspected if he died, eh? That's the worst of having a bad record, Hackett.
That's right, Mr. Wembley, but I got a good job here. Forget my manners. Would you care to have something to drink, sir?
Not just now, Sam.
It's all on the house, sir. Nice little stuff around here. All this cut glass and the silver and all. It'd sell well. Yeah, what would I get for this lot?
About 3 years.
Oh. Yeah, Mr. Wembley. Can I ask you something?
Yes. Go on, Sam.
What's Bliss doing on your manor?
My manor?
Yeah, your district, yeah.
Mr. Bliss? Here.
Ah.
Well, I didn't know that. Are you sure, sir?
I couldn't make any mistake about a mug like that. He's been hanging about here ever since I've been here.
Hmm. Why?
I don't know. I found him hiding upstairs yesterday.
Mr. Bliss?
I said to him, what are you doing all up here? I said.
And what did he say?
What did he say?
Yes, what did he say?
Nothing.
A chatty sort of fellow. Ah, here's Dr. Lohman back. Is he all right, Doctor?
Meister. Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, what a lad.
Hmm. Is this the poison that's killing him?
That's not poison, it's scotch. No, the stuff that's settling Meister is... cocaine, Wembley. The white powder.
May I offer you a drink of some whiskey, Doctor?
Hello, what are you, a factotum?
No, sir. I'm an Englishman.
And proud of it, eh? No, no scotch for the moment. This is a queer kind of a house, Wembley.
Yes. Some queer things have happened in these rooms, I should imagine.
Yeah, have you noticed these panels, huh? On the walls. They're horror. It's more like a rabbit warren than a house. I'll tell you something, Governor. There's more than one way into this house. There's a muddy creek down by the river, and I believe they can get in from there.
It's sort of secret passage.
No, well, it's not so secret now, is it?
Tell me, Hackett. Have they put the window bars in yet?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, what are they for?
To keep the ringer out.
A ringer? Is that what them bars are for? Yeah, I'm through with this job. I wondered why old Meister wanted me to sleep in.
No, you're afraid of the ringer, are you?
Oh.
What's your name?
Hackett, sir. Samuel Hackett.
Samuel, would you like to make an honest £5?
Just put it straight in my hand.
I'm from Aberdeen.
Oh.
I'll pay in results. tell me something about the ringer. Something I don't know.
Now, look here, sir. I want to give you a word of advice. I wouldn't nose on the ringer if I was you. He's a killer.
A killer, is he? I wonder, would he kill a doctor?
He ain't a particular bloke, sir. Doctor. Lawyer.
Aye. Perhaps that's why Meister has this sword stick of his handy here in the hall.
I say, Lomond, I don't think we'd better touch anything. Meister may raise a kick.
What's that?
What?
I thought I heard... Samuel, who else is in this house besides you and Meister?
Nobody. The old cook's ill.
Who gets Meister's breakfast?
I do. A biscuit and a corkscrew.
Samuel, what's above here?
The lumber room.
Ah.
What's up, Doctor?
I thought...
What?
That distant bell I hear. Ah, no, nothing.
Here, knock it. You ain't not putting the wind up me.
Ah, must know if Meister started to play again.
Yeah. That's a bit better tune, too, isn't it? The doctor's done him good.
So, we'd better be going back to the station. Sure, that, sir.
Ah, this way, please, and you'll need your Macintoshes. Oh, we only need thunder and lightning to make it a dirty night.
Good
night,
sir. Be good. And if you can't be good, be catty.
Anyone about?
Who? Samuel Henley, how did you get in?
Through the front door. You opened it.
Here.
It's all right. I'll close it now.
So what's right about that way in? All I heard, the secret panel. Lord love a duck, I never expected to see you, Johnny.
Not so much of the Johnny. Give me a light.
There you are. Some of Meister's best fags, too. How long have you been out?
Only this morning.
Where was you? Scrubs. I didn't see you there.
I was on the moor.
Over the Alps, eh? You look well. Go blimey, Dartmoor must be a blooming holiday.
You can have my next lot. What are you doing here? Some sort of flunky?
Certainly not. I am a personal servant.
A friend of Meister's?
Friend of that kind of bloke? Why, look, when Meister goes past the zoo, all the snakes get up and touch the rats to him. But do you know who else is working here?
My sister, yes. She told me. Says he's been kind. That's why I've come to see him. One of the reasons. Sam, this kindness business, what's the idea?
Well, I've only been working here for Meister a short time, but you're a man of the world, Johnny. You ever seen a weasel be kind to a rabbit?
Well, that's it, is it? I thought so. I'll go in and see him now. Give him a bit of a surprise. Morris, Meister.
Johnny, I can't believe it.
You're seeing me, all right.
Oh, I thought you...
About 2 years too soon, eh?
My dear fellow, this is really amazing. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Amazing, amazing. How did you get your ticket? Or don't tell me that you were the brave fellow in that prison riot that saved the deputy governor's life.
I'm afraid so. And they've remitted my sentence. I'm out on ticket of leave.
Well done, well done.
Never mind about that. I've seen Mary this morning.
Oh, that's why she didn't come to work here today. I thought she'd gone into the country.
Why did you stop Mary's allowance?
Because, my dear fellow, I can't afford to be charitable.
I left you the greater part of £600.
Well, my dear fellow, there was your defense.
I know the fee. Why did you stop her allowance?
Now, why did I? I was worried about her, a girl living alone, no work to do. I thought it would be better to give her some employment. Kept her mind occupied, you understand? I've always taken a fatherly interest in Mary.
Keep your fatherly paws to yourself when you're with her, will you, Morris?
My dear fellow, John...
And listen, if there's been any monkey business, as there was with Gwenda Milton, I'll take that 9 o'clock walk for you.
What?
From the cell to the gallows.
What a very picturesque way of putting things. Melodramatic, hmm? But you won't walk for me. I shall read the account in bed. I always read those accounts in bed. They soothe me. Ever go to the cinema, Johnny? Listen to this. The condemned man spent a restless night and scarcely touched his breakfast. He walked with a firm step to the scaffold and made no statement. A vulgar end to a life that began with so much promise. Hanged men look very ugly.
I told you, Morris. Any monkey business, and I'll get you, even before the ringer does.
The ringer? You have that illusion too. How amusing. The ringer. Here am I, alive and free. And the ringer, where is he? That sounds almost poetical. Dead at the bottom of Sydney Harbour, or hiding in some unpleasantly hot little town. A hunted dog.
He's in London, and you know it. As near to you as that man I saw just now outside your barred windows.
Isn't this beautiful? Is there a woman in the world who can exalt the heart and soul of a man as this does? Is there a woman worth one divine harmony of the master?
Was Gwenda Milton?
To hell with Gwenda Milton and Gwenda Milton's brother, alive or dead. Don't mouth her name at me. Ah, why do you annoy me, my dear Johnny? I've no quarrel with you. Now, what is it you want?
I want some money, for one thing. What'll you give me for this? This emerald.
Where did you get that?
I collected it on my way here. It was left with a friend of mine. That's all I have for my 3 years. The man who was working with me got away with the rest of it.
Well, that was lucky for him, wasn't it? Very lucky, or it would have been if he'd got away with it.
What do you mean?
He didn't get away with
what?
It. He hid it. He told me before I sent him off to South Africa. You know that empty house of mine in Camden Crescent?
Yes.
Well, he planted the stuff behind the cistern on the roof, and it's still there now.
What rotten trick are you up to?
No rotten trick, I assure you. You've been to prison, and what have you got for it, hmm? There's good stuff behind that tank, and you've paid for it.
Thank God I have.
That house in Camden Crescent is still mine. I can give you the key. Get the stuff tonight.
Well, think about it. But if you're trying to put me away...
My dear Johnny, I'm trying to do you a good turn.
What's the number of the house? I've forgotten.
Here's the key. Number 57. You'd better take this card as well. There you are, my dear boy. We'll meet again soon.
Hmm? Mr. Meister, sir. Come now.
And here's Hackett come to see you.
Sir, there's a party at the front door to see you.
Me? Who is it?
Told me not to give any name. This party said, just say I'm from the ringer.
What?
The party's a lady.
Oh, a lady.
Well, show her in, Hackett, and show Johnny Lemley out.
Yeah, Governor, I can't stand this place. I'm giving you me notice.
Oh, go to hell.
And the next time I'm pinched, I'm going to get me another lawyer.
The next time you're pinched, you'll get 7 years.
That's why I'm going to change me lawyer.
I knew a man like you who thought he was clever. He asked me to defend him at the session.
Don't call that clever.
Defend him? I'd see him dead first.
You'd be better off. Come on, Johnny, and we'll send the lady in.
He's in here, missus, if you
thanks a lot.
Why, it's Cora Ann.
Mrs. Arthur Milton to you.
You're prettier than ever. Come and sit down, my dear. And where is your dear husband?
I suppose you think that because you're alive, he's dead.
Did it take you long to think that out?
So this is the abode of love. I never knew Gwenda. I wish to God I had. Oh, Arthur worshipped that sister of his. If only he trusted me with her as he trusted you. Well, I heard about her suicide. Poor kid. When I was on my way to Australia, I flew back from Genoa by plane.
Oh, but why didn't you wire me if I'd only known?
Meister, you're a paltry liar.
What?
No, listen. I know something. Why don't you go away? Out of the country. Go somewhere where you can't be found. Take another name. You're a rich man. You can afford to give up this hole.
You're trying to frighten me out of England.
He'll get you, Meister. That's what I'm afraid of. That is what I lie in bed and think about. And it's awful, awful.
My dear little girl, don't worry about me.
You say if I could lift my finger to save you from hell, I wouldn't. It's Arthur I want to save, not you. Get out of the country. Get away. Give him a chance to forget that he wants to kill you.
Oh, how ingenious. He dare not come back himself, and he sent you to England to get me on the run.
Oh, if you're killed, you'll be killed here. Here in this room where you broke the heart of his sister, you fool.
Not such a fool, my dear, that I'd walk into a trap. Suppose this man is alive. In London, I'm safe. In the Argentine, he'd be waiting for me. And if I went to Australia, he'd be waiting for me. And if I stepped ashore in Cape Town... No, little Cora Ann. You can't catch me.
Very well, Meister. Then perhaps you'll see me to the door.
Of course, my dear. I only hope the rain has stopped.
No, I've got my car outside. Well, you seem to be well protected here, at least. These bolts.
No, one can't be too careful.
No, don't come out. You'll only get wet. Goodbye.
Good night.
Mr. Meister?
Yes? Yes, who is it?
Central Inspector Bliss of Scotland Yard. Everything all right here, Mr. Meister?
Yes, quite all right.
Yeah. Has Miss Lemley's brother, John Lemley, been here tonight?
Yes. Is there anything wrong?
No. I thought I saw him leave, but I didn't see him arrive.
Really? And why are you interested, Mr. Bliss?
Just looking after you like a father, Mr. Meister. Good night.
Yes, coming. Where's Hackett got to, not answering the phone? Hello, yes.
Boris, it's Mary here. Mary Lemley.
Oh, yes, Mary, my dear. I've missed you all day. I understand you've seen your brother.
Yes, he's terribly suspicious.
Suspicious? Well, I wish he had something to be suspicious about.
Boris, I shan't be able to stay tomorrow evening. That's what I'm ringing
for. Oh, now, don't be silly. You can't have your life governed and directed by Johnny. Besides, he looks like being in prison again soon.
What do you mean?
Well, Johnny is really rather a naughty boy. I've tried to hide things from you, but it's been awfully difficult.
Hide things from me? What things?
Well, I don't want to tell you.
Boris, you must.
Well, what do you think the young fool's done, Only put his name to a check for £400... I've got the check here.
Can't you destroy it?
Well, yes, I suppose I could. But I'm a lawyer, Mary. I don't like destroying evidence. And Johnny's been here to see me tonight, and he's been very vindictive. If only in self-defense, I feel I've got to keep this thing. Look, Mary, are you there?
Yes, Maurice.
Well, I want to talk to you about Johnny and everything. I can't now on the phone. I'm being overheard. Now, come around to supper tonight, the way I told you.
You know I can't.
But why not?
The last time I came, you were impossible. And people are talking about Gwenda Milton.
All right. If you don't want to come, don't. Why the hell should I worry my head about Johnny? Why should I?
Oh, Morris, please, don't be unreasonable.
I don't care whether you do or whether you don't. So I'm not going on my knees for you or any other woman. Now go away and live in the country, Mary. But Johnny won't go with you, believe me.
Morris, all right, I'll come tonight. You know I will. What time?
Well, come about 11.
All right, Morris, I will.
And if you want a chaperone, Mary, bring the ringer.
No, Morris, don't. Goodbye.
Goodbye. New Cross 1288.
Hello, Flanders Lane Police Station, Sergeant Carter.
Oh, good evening. Is Inspector Wembury there?
Who's speaking, please?
Mr. Morris Meister.
Yes, Master. Wembury here.
Ah, Mr. Wembury. Have a man on the roof of 57 Camden Crescent tonight.
What time?
9. Yes, about 9.
Sergeant Carter?
Yes, sir.
Put a man on the roof of 57 Camden Crescent right away.
Very good, sir.
Sergeant Brown?
Yes, sir.
Put a man on the roof of 57 Camden Crescent and get moving.
I'll go myself, sir.
Oh, what's all that in need of expecting a butler?
Yes. One of Meister's dirtier tricks.
Mm. What is it?
Somebody who wants out of the way. Somebody I can't warn.
That job's done. A dirty night for roof work.
What's the weather doing outside, Sergeant?
Drizzling. Wind's dropped, so it'll be a fight between the fog and the rain.
Charge them both, for God's sake, Sergeant Carter.
You don't like London, Doctor?
What a country. What a climate. Fog and rain. There are moments when I regret leaving India and travelling home from Gibraltar with a member of the government.
Bliss says you won't stick it for a year.
Bliss? He hopes so. I tell you, I'm staying till the ringer's caught. Bliss doesn't like me. I don't know why.
Do you know anybody he does like? Except Bliss.
Do you know Bliss very well?
No, not very well. I never met him until he returned from America.
Good evening, all.
Well, talk of the devil. Good evening, Mr. Bliss.
Sergeant Carter.
That's right, sir.
I want a gun.
I beg your pardon?
I want an automatic.
Well, that's right, Sergeant. Central Inspector Bliss from Scotland Yard wants an automatic. What do you want it for, Bliss? Going ratting?
Yes, but you needn't be afraid, Wembury.
Well, here's the gun.
Thanks.
What do you want it for, Bliss?
What's that got to do with you?
Quite a lot. This is my division.
Any reason why I shouldn't have it?
No.
Right. Well, I'll see you later, then.
I should sign for it, though.
Yes, of course.
You seem to have forgotten the routine, Bliss.
Well, I've been away from this damn country, you know that.
Sign me, yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bliss.
Good evening, Professor. Have you caught the ringer yet?
No, not yet, but I dare say I could put my hand on him.
You think so? You've got a theory, eh?
A conviction. A very strong conviction.
You take a tip from me. Leave police work to policemen. Arthur Milton's a dangerous man.
Is it good weather for flying?
It's rotten. The fog of... what do I know about flying weather? Have you seen his wife lately?
No. Have you?
No, and I don't even know who she's living with.
Mr. Central Detective Inspector Bliss, do you realize you're speaking of a particular friend of mine?
Oh, she's caught you too, has she? My God, she does find them.
Maybe you've never heard of a woman having a disinterested friend.
Good Lord, yes, there's a fool born every minute.
Cynical swine.
Wembury, you're a bit of a sentimental Johnny, too, aren't you?
That's my weakness.
That girl, Lenley, she's in Meister's office, isn't she?
You found that out, have you? You have the makings of a detective in you.
Sweet on her, they tell me.
Do they? Have you ever been in love, Bliss?
Me? No woman can make a fool of me.
It takes a clever woman to improve on God's handiwork. What are you doing down here, anyway?
I am doing your job.
Isn't he up? Peach.
It's curious that the inspector doesn't know station routine, isn't it?
Everything about Mr. Bliss is curious, Sergeant. Bliss. Where the hell he got his name from, I'd like to know.
Perhaps it was his mother.
Excuse me.
Yes, what is he?
My name's Lenley. I've got to report here.
Ah, that's right, yes. Well, come to the desk.
Good evening, Lenny.
Good evening, Inspector Wimbury.
I heard you were on.
Yes. Here are my papers, Sergeant.
A convict on license.
Your sister was glad to see you?
Yes.
I'd like to find a job for you, and I think I can.
Prisoner's aid society. No, thanks.
Where are you going tonight?
Up west. Why do you want to know?
Oh, I don't wish to know particularly. Sergeant, how far is it from this police station to Camden Crescent?
Not 2 minutes' walk, sir.
Hmm. Well, not very far is it from Camden Crescent to this police station?
No, sir.
Lenny, I thought of taking a stroll up west myself. Will you come along and have a bit of dinner with me?
Sorry. I'm going to meet somebody. Everything okay, Sergeant?
Yes, all in order. The same address?
Yes, that's right. Same address. Good night, Sergeant.
Lenny!
Yes?
Good night, Lenny, if I don't see you again. God, what a young fool. I think, Carter, I'd better take a stroll round in the direction of
Good evening, Doctor.
Good Mr.
Meister. The man of medicine and the man of law. This is almost a historic meeting.
What the devil are you doing out on a night like this?
You wouldn't know, Wembley. Why should you? But the doctor here will understand. I was escorted through the foggy streets. Damn funny. Maestro of Flanders Lane with the police escort. Rich.
You can't say anything, you know, Maestro. You better go back to your house.
No, not yet. Not yet, Wembley. I've got a little supper party tonight, but that's later on. In the meantime... I can't stand my house, that's the truth. Hackett's cleared out and left me alone. I began to hear noises, you know, little creaking, stealthy sort of noises. You've heard them when you're alone in the house. Windows that rattle as if somebody's trying to get in. Hands feeling along the panels and the wall. And feet soft. Stocking feet crossing the floor overhead. I'm lonely in that house, Doctor. Lonely and afraid.
Oh, here. What is all this?
Anything wrong, sir?
Take his stick, Sergeant.
I'm afraid.
A sword stick, eh?
What's the matter with him, Lennon?
Oh, he's chock full of morphine. Help me, Sergeant, to get him into the next room.
Oh, yes, sir. It's all right. It's all right.
I'll give him an injection. But he ought to leave Deptford. The ringer's getting on top of him.
I know.
Say, is that all over here?
Oh, one moment, madam. I'll see. Excuse me, Inspector.
Yes?
There's a lady out here asking to see Dr. Lemon.
Sure, in. Why, it's Mrs. Milton.
Evening, Mr. Wembury. Is Dr. Long not about?
He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, so this is a police station. My idea, hell, only not so bright. Say, Mr. Wembury, everyone's in uniform. Where's your fancy dress?
I keep that for wearing at parties.
He'll be all right soon, Sergeant Carter's with
Dr. Lomond.
Why, look who's here. Cora Ann.
Now listen, Doctor, only my best friends call me Cora Ann.
And that's just what I'd like to be. So what can I do for you now, lady?
Well, I thought perhaps as I had to be in this part of London tonight, you might like to take me out for a meal.
Why, I'd love to, Cora, but...
But you're a butter, eh? Listen, Scotty, you won't have to pay for the dinner.
That's certainly an inducement.
And I need to talk to you urgently.
About your late husband.
Oh, forget that widow stuff. He's alive.
I know. And I've got work to do.
Work? I know the work. You're trying to hang Arthur Milton. That's your idea of work. All right, then. You won't dine with me, Dr. Lohman. And I don't like your Highland manners. You may have saved me a little money, but you might have saved yourself a whole lot of trouble.
What do you mean, Lassie?
I'm going to be frank with you, Doctor. I've a kind of hunch there is only one man in God's wide world that will ever catch Arthur Milton. And that man is you. I might have been able to stop you if you'd come out to dinner with me tonight. But now...
What now, lady?
Oh, I think I'll go and have supper. and a music lesson at the same time. I have a friend who plays the piano very, very well.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Doctor, I wish you wouldn't make love to the ringer's wife.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want two tragedies on my mind.
Hey, this way.
Ah, Sergeant Carter. How's Mr. Meister now?
He's all right, sir.
Hello, they've picked up an enemy, sir. Let's see him outside now. Oh. Well, bring him in, Sergeant Brown. Up to the desk, that's it.
Acting on information, I was on duty of the roof of 57 Camden Crescent, and I saw this man come up through the attic trap door. I kept him on observation and saw him searching behind a cistern. I then arrested him.
And what is the charge?
I charge him with being on enclosed premises for the purpose of committing a felony.
What's in that bag?
Nothing.
Well, Lenley?
Thank you, Wembley. If I had had the brains of a gnat, I shouldn't be here. But thank you, also.
Well, what else have you to say, Lenny?
I went after the stuff I got my 3-4. I was told it was planted behind that cistern, and I went to get it. And it wasn't there. That's all. Who was the snout, Wembley? All right, you needn't tell me, because I know. Look after my sister, Wembley. She'll want some looking after, and I'd sooner trust you.
Well, hello, it's Johnny.
Hello.
You haven't been getting into trouble again, Johnny, have you? What's the charge?
You know damn well what the charge is.
What a misfortune, Sergeant. Anything he wants, let him have it at my expense.
Morris, thank you for the key, but there was no swag behind that cistern.
Key? Cistern? Swag? I don't know what you're talking about, my boy.
It came out too soon for you. It interfered with your little scheme.
Oh, really? I must protest.
You swine!
No! Look,
I've got you by the throat, Meister.
No, he's trying to kill me.
Let me get at him, Wembley. You look after Meister. Come on. I've got you, Lenny. Stop struggling, will you? Handcuffs quickly. Right. Is Meister hurt, Dr. Lohman?
Hurt, yes. But he'll be all right, Mr. Blessing.
I wish to God I'd killed him. Don't be so damn selfish, Lenley.
Fog's blowing up from the river. It's quite thick outside now. Is that 10:30 already, Carter?
Yes, it must be. Station clock's slow again.
Seen any more of Mr. Bliss?
Yes, sir. He came in again for a few minutes. Wanted to see that man in the cells, Lenley. I let him have the key.
Oh, he didn't stay long?
Oh, no, sir. About 5 minutes.
Any messages?
Only one. From Atkins.
Well, the man who took my step back to his house. What has he got to say?
Nothing new. He's watching the house. I tell him to call up every hour. Oh, by the way, sir, did you see this? It was amongst Lenley's papers. I only found it after you'd gone.
Yeah, there's the key. You can go in when you like. Number 57. This is Master's writing.
Well, I don't know how it'll affect the charge against Lenley.
Carter, that lets him out. The Master must have been very drunk to have written this.
What's the law?
Well, Johnny Lenley went there at Meister's invitation. Can't be burglary, can it? Meister's the landlord. Was there a key?
Yes, sir, here it is. Meister's name on the label.
Got him. I'm glad Lenley's inside, though. Before I saw murder in a man's eyes, it was in his.
I suppose Lenley isn't the ringer.
Ah, don't be silly. How can he be?
Wembley!
Anything wrong, Lyman?
What cell did you put Lenley in?
Number 8, the far end.
The door's wide open. It's empty.
Yeah, what's that? Here, let me have a look.
Are you sure it was number 8?
Yes, it was 8, all right. By God, Lyman, you'll be after Meister. 2 of my men, quick, in here. You and you. He's got away, all right.
The door into the yard's open.
Yes. I'll phone him at once. Treasury of 5,000.
Treasury 5000.
Scotland Yard.
Give me the night officer.
Night officer speaking.
Inspector Wembley here, Flanders Lane, Deptford. Take this for all stations. Arrest and detain John Lenley, L-E-N-L-E-Y, who escaped tonight from Flanders Lane Police Station whilst under detention. Age 27, height 5'10", dark, wearing a...
Blue serge suit.
He's a convict on license. Sort that out, will you? Thank you. Now, my 2 men.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You, get your bicycle and go round to all patrols. Lenley's got away.
Can you describe the man?
I can, yes, sir. But it won't be easy in all this fog.
Now, you, I want you to go to Malthus Mansions. Lenny lives there with his sister. Don't alarm the young lady, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
If you find him, bring him in.
Very good, sir.
Oh, Lomond, how the devil did he get away?
I've got my own theory. If you put Detective Inspector Bliss on the job, he'll get away easily enough.
Hello, hello, more trouble? What a night.
Oh, it's you, Sam. Now, what's the trouble?
Good evening, Mr. Wembley. Look what they've done to me. Why don't you stop him handing me down?
What's the trouble, Sergeant Brown?
I saw this man on Deptford Broadway and asked him what he had in his bag.
You was exceeding your duty, my man. Kick him off, Mr. Wembley.
He refused to open the bag.
Naturally.
And tried to run away.
That is a lie.
Shut up, Hackett.
I then took him into custody.
What's in the bag?
Oh, no, I want to tell you about that bag. To tell you the truth, I found it. It was laying against a wall. And I says to myself, I wonder what that is. Just like that.
And what did the bag say?
Eh?
All right, Sergeant Brown, open it up. Hello, what's that?
God bless my soul, if it isn't old Mr. Meister's teapot. I was only cleaning it yesterday. What coincidence? But not that he'll ever feel the loss of it. He don't drink tea.
Meister's cash box. And inside? Well, what of money? Bad luck, Hackett. Rank bad luck.
Now, good luck, I call it. I ought to get a reward for this. Here, count them notes. I know what you coppers are. If they ain't counted, you'll be buying a new suit next week.
All right, Sergeant Brown, charge him.
I charge this man with being in unlawful possession of property believed to be stolen.
Search him, Sergeant.
Sir. All right. Come on, my lad.
No way. Here! You'll have to marry me now.
Name?
Samuel Cuthbert, Hackett.
Address?
Buckingham Palace.
No address. What was your last job?
Chambermaid. Here, Mr. Wembley, do you know what Meister give me for 4 days' work? 10 bob. That's sweating. Besides, I wouldn't go back into that house, not if you was to give me £1 million. It's haunted, I call it.
Haunted?
Yes.
Hello?
I was in Meister's room.
Yes, Sergeant Carter.
And I was just coming away with the stuff when I heard the distant alarm ring. A secret panel opened.
Oh, I see.
And a cold hand touched me. Clammy. Like a dead man's hand. Well, I jumped from the window and got out on the leads.
It's Atkins, sir, the man at Meister's house. He says he can't make Meister hear. Meister's in his room with the piano, but the door's locked.
All right, let me speak to him. Hello, Atkins. Mr. Wembley speaking.
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you in the house?
No, sir, I can't get him.
Can't you make him hear?
I can't get any answer at all.
You're quite sure he's in the house?
Well, quite sure, sir. I think I should tell you, sir, the ringer's been seen in Deptford tonight.
I'll come along right away. The ringers in Deptford. I don't know how much of your cold hand is cold feet, Hackett, but you're coming along now to Meister's house.
No, sir, no, sir, no, good God.
Yes, with Dr. Lomond and me. Come on, Lomond.
I am with you, Mr. Membry. The Scotsman's night out.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you, Carter. I may need it.
Hello. Yes, yes, that's what I'm here for. What? You've lost a dog? A Pekingese, eh? A gentleman dog answers to the name of Fluff. One black ear.
Is that you, Doctor?
I just about, Wembley. What a fearful hole. Where am I?
I wish I knew for sure. Sam, where are we?
Oh, we're in Flanders Lane, all right. God, what's that?
Mind where you're going. Part of the road's up. Can't you see the red light?
I've been seeing the red light all evening. Road up, eh?
Yes, this is Flanders Lane, all right. Its other name is Little L.
That's him who's going to get the ringer.
I can see nobody.
They're sitting on their doorsteps watching us.
What a night for the ringer.
Pass the fly, Doctor! He was going to get the ringer.
How the devil can they see?
They got rat's eyes. Hark at the rustle of them.
They're having a joke with us. Is it like this all the way, I wonder? Who are you?
Oh, I'm a night watchman. Road's up, you see. Oh, this is a horrid place, Flanders Lane. Always screaming, shouting, blue murdered. Yeah, they're like beasts down in them cellars. Some of them never comes out. And she's been hanging about all night. What? The lady.
What lady?
Oh, I thought she was a ghost. You see ghosts here. And here. Oh, here she is again.
Don't go any further, for God's sake.
It's Coran. Where are you?
Over here. They're dead, they're dead. I want to save you. Please, go back.
Trying to scare us, Coran. Coran! Where the devil's she got to know?
Anyway, this is it. That's the street lamp outside Meister's house. And he's all right. You can hear the piano. That you, Atkins?
Yes, sir. He started to play again.
Meister! Meister!
No. Won't answer, you see.
Break in the door.
No, wait a minute, sir. I can open it. Got a knife. Get easy. Now, let's get in, Governor, under this perishing fog.
Put up the lights. Constable Atkins, you Field, stand by this door.
Yes, sir.
Very good, sir.
Now, we'll go over and see. Meister? Meister.
Let me have a look at him.
Hey.
Wake up. There you are. What'd I tell you? He's all right. He ain't dead.
Is he alive, Loman?
Aye. He's alive all right, but doped up to the eyes.
Dead to the world, eh?
Thank God, he gave me a turn. I never thought I'd be glad to see him breathing.
See if you can wake him, Doctor.
Here. Have you tried burning his ears?
That'll do, Hackett. Come over here and tell me whereabouts in this room you were when you felt the hand.
Oh, that's easy, Mr. Wembley. There's a secret panel round about here. And it must have opened. Look at this.
Hmm?
Remarkably like supper for two. Champagne. He was expecting somebody, Wembley.
Yes, he certainly was. I wonder who.
A woman.
Why? Don't men drink champagne?
But they seldom eat liqueur chocolates. At least not really nice men.
You're becoming a detective in spite of yourself, Doctor. Meister may have queer friends. Or the supper party may have been for your friend Mrs. Milton.
Cora Ann. Ah, good Lord, no. She's not the sort of woman who would sell her immortal soul for liqueur chocolates.
Well, who was it for then? Lomond. You don't think he expected Mary?
Mary Lenley?
I'd give £100 to search this safe of his.
Now, what good would it do?
I bet there's enough in this safe to send him down for 10 years. Ah, but we'd never be able to get a search warrant.
You don't want a warrant, you want a key. Now's your time.
I can't do that. It's against regulations.
Suffering snakes. Regulations.
Look,
hmm? Meister's waking.
What's the time?
Just gone 11.
Oh, 11? Is she here yet?
Is who here?
She said she comes. She promised faithfully. 11 o'clock. If she tries to fool me...
Who is the she, Meister? We're curious.
Nobody you know. Hmm? A lady who was keeping me company. Give me a drink.
Tell him the ringer's here.
Meister, the ringer's here. In Deptford.
Here? The ringer? I'm not afraid. I've always got my stick.
Look, Governor, he's dangerous with that.
Is that Hackett? He can go.
You hear what he says? He's withdrew the charge.
Dirty thief. Bitch the hand that fed him.
I like his idea of feeding margarine and roast pudding.
Try to understand what we're saying, Meister. The ringer has been seen in Deptford tonight.
Ringer's here, eh? I don't believe it. Clear out, sir. I've got a friend coming to see me.
Your friend has a poor chance of getting in. All the doors of this room are fastened and so is the window. Constable Atkins is on duty at that door over there.
Sir?
And the ringer's here, eh? That's good. That's the best thing I've heard for a long time. Gentlemen, you take wine with me? I give you a toast with musical honors. To a beautiful ghost, Gwenda Milton. Grand to Mary. Where's Mary?
Henry. That bell means somebody's trying to get into this room. Don't worry, I've got a gun. Atkins.
Sir.
Is your door locked?
Yes, sir. Keys in my pocket.
Field.
Yes, sir.
Stand by, Hackett.
I've never done
nothing.
I've got him fast, sir.
Now, don't you dare move, Hackett.
No fear. I'll tell you what is moving. The secret panel.
All right, Atkins. Turn out the lights.
Where are you, Meister?
No! No! No!
The ringers come for you. That's for Gwenda.
Stand by that door, Atkins.
Put up the lights again. Who was it that screamed? Put up the lights, you damn fool.
All right, Atkins. Put on the lights again.
Wembley. Look, Meister.
God. Murdered. With part of his own sword stick through his heart. But how?
But the woman will come into the room, sir. The one will scream.
But was it a woman who screamed?
What the hell do you mean?
No woman had the strength to strike that blow.
Yes, I can see from the window. The fog's clearing a bit. But, Mary, we've been here nearly 2 hours now.
Oh, you must be tired, Alan.
I am a bit. But we've nearly finished the search of the house.
Alan, you're sure you understand why I had to do it?
Yes, Mary, dear. I've told you, I understand. Now, you must go to bed. It's 1 o'clock. But before you go, will you give me your word of honor?
My word of honor?
Yes, that you don't know where your brother Johnny is at this moment.
I promise you, I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is.
Thank you. Good night. And you will let me help you, won't you, Mary?
Don't be sentimental, Alan. It doesn't suit you.
I'm sorry.
Good night. And you're rather a dear, aren't you?
No, I think I'm a damn fool. Good night. Ah, Atkins. Have you finished the search?
Yes, sir. Meister was a fence, all right.
As if I didn't know. Oh, Atkins, is your relief here?
Yes, sir. At long last.
All right, you can go. Good night, Atkins.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Dr. Lemmy.
Good night, laddie. What's the matter, Wembley boy? You look worried about something. Is it about Miss Lanley?
Yes. I've just been talking to her on the phone.
And, of course, it was she who came into this room at that awkward moment.
Lomond, I'm going to take a risk and tell you something. There's no reason why I shouldn't, because this blasted business has altered all the ringer stuff. What happened tonight, 2 hours ago, may mean ruin for me as a police officer, but... Well, yes, it was Mary Lanley.
So I supposed.
She came to get a check that Meister told her young Lanley had forged for £400. Pure invention on Meister's part.
And she got into the room?
Yes, by the secret passage. Both she and her brother knew of it. She's heartbroken. Oh,
poor kid. Still, my boy, a happy ending and all that sort of thing.
Happy ending? You're an optimist, Doctor.
I am. I never lose hope. Any news of young Lanley? That laugh we heard...
No, that wasn't Lanley. There's no mystery about the laugh. It's one of the Flanders Lane people going home tight in the fog. The police on duty outside the house saw and heard him.
Oh, it sounded in the house. Well, the ringer's work's done. There's no danger to anyone else now.
There's always danger enough while that blight is free.
Shh. What's that noise? In the room above. Sounds like somebody moving about.
Well, there's nobody in the house. Except the fellow on duty outside this door. Field?
Yes, sir.
No other people upstairs.
Well, not that I know of, sir.
Anybody here? Just wait here, Field. I'll go and see.
So, you're on duty in this house?
Yes, Doctor. But I'll be popping off in a few minutes. I was just going down to the end of the street to meet my relief.
Nasty sort of job.
Well, yes, a dry sort of job.
Hmm. It will rain again soon.
If this fog clears, which I doubt. Oh, I don't know what the weather's coming to. That bird that died, sir.
He was killed?
Yes, I know. I expect he's got a fine cellar. Ah, you know what solicitors are. Nubbins do good for them. As I said before, this is a very dry job, sir.
Aye, I heard you.
I ought to have been off duty at 12. It's nearly 2. These Scotland Yard people never have any consideration for a uniform man.
All right, Field. You can go down now.
Oh, thank you, sir.
There was a window open upstairs. A cat must have got in.
Oh, I see. Yes, thank you, sir.
You look rather scared, Wembley. What's the matter?
Yes, I feel rather scared. This place stinks of death.
You saw something or somebody upstairs?
You're a thought reader, aren't you?
In a way, yes. At this moment, you're thinking of Central Inspector Bliss.
How did you... Yes?
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, Field, it's you again.
It's just been reported to me that a man has been seen getting over the wall.
How long ago?
About a minute ago.
Was that a cat?
You didn't see him?
No, sir. Excuse me, sir. My relief's overdue.
All right. You can go.
Thank you, sir.
What do you make of that?
It may have been one of the reporters. I'd sit on a grave to get a story.
Listen. There it is again.
That's not a cat, Wim.
Damn the cat!
I don't know what it is. And I am not going up to see. Doctor, I'm sick and tired of the case. Heartily sick of it.
So am I. Well, I'm going home to bed.
Have a drink before you go.
A scotch. I don't mind if I do.
You know, Doctor, I don't hate the Ringer as much as I should.
There are no really bad men who are all bad, except Meister. Just as there are no really good men who are all good.
I want to tell you something, Lemon. I know the Ringer.
You know him? Really?
Yes. Well. And I'm damn glad he killed Meister.
Aye, well, let's drink to that. Tell me, Wembley, did Meister get Mary Lenley?
No, thank God.
Oh, thank God indeed.
But it was only by luck that she was saved. Loman, I can tell you who is the Ringer.
You can tell me? Then who is the Ringer?
I can answer that.
Yes, come in, Bliss. The door's wide open.
You are the Ringer, Dr. Loman.
Bliss, what the hell are
you... Stand still, Loman.
And not so much of the Bliss. I want you, Henry Arthur Milton. I've got him covered, Wembley. You search him.
All right.
Bliss, eh? It doesn't fit you. You're the fellow who said I knifed you when you tried to arrest me 3 years ago.
So you did.
That's a lie. I never carry a knife. You know that.
I know I've got you, Ringer. That's all I know. Came from Port Said, did you? Attended a sick man there. You thought your woman knew I suspected you when she was scared that day at Scotland Yard.
You flatter yourself, my dear fellow. That woman, who happens to be my wife, was scared not because she saw you, but because she recognized me.
That Port Said story was good. You did see a sick man there. Dr. Loman, a drug addict who'd been lost to sight for years and sunk down to native level. He died, and you took his name and papers.
I also nursed him and paid for his funeral.
And that's not all. You tried to make people suspicious of me. You've got a cheek. It was you who let Lenley out of the cell.
Guilty. It was the best thing I ever did.
Clever, I hand it to you. Got your job as a police surgeon by smooging a cabinet minister you met on the boat, didn't you?
Smooging's the sort of vulgar word I'd expect you to use, Bliss. Yes, I was lucky to get the post. But then I was for 4 years a medical student in my youth. Edinburgh. I present you with that information for you.
Well, I've got you, and I charge you with the willful murder of Maurice Meister.
Okay, Bliss, did you leave the front door open when you came in?
I am in charge of this case, Wembley. When I want your advice, I'll ask you for it. What? What's going on?
Told you, Arthur.
All right, Mrs. Milton. That'll do. That will do.
Cora, have a heart, Bliss.
Come on. Did you hear what I said?
Oh, 1 minute. Cora, Anne, you haven't forgotten.
No.
You promised me something, remember?
Yes, Arthur.
Now, look, what's the idea? You come away from him now.
You want to take him and shut him away like a wild animal behind bars, like a beast. And you think I'll let you do it? You think I'll stand right here and watch him slip into a living grave and not save
There's
him from it?
There's nothing you can do now.
Oh, isn't there? Then I'll show you what I can do.
You little brute! Give me that gun! I got it!
blank's sake.
Look out, Bliss!
My God, the ring is gone. She's fooled us.
After him, Wembury.
Hey, look, the blasted thing from outside.
Smash the panel. The key's on the other side.
Laugh, will you, my lady? By God, I'll give you something to laugh at. Wembury, send that cover outside up.
Oh, clever, aren't you, Mr. Bliss? But the ringer's got you where he wants you.
You think so. You think so.
My car waiting for him outside and a plane on an airfield 10 miles out. And he's not afraid to go up in the fog.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Milton. I've got you, and where you are, he'll be. And you'll stay here under lock and key until you are wanted.
And this time, the key goes into my pocket. Officer! Officer! I'm Inspector Bliss from the yard.
Cora Ann.
Oh, Arthur. Oh, I heard the warning bell. I was frightened you'd come back too soon.
Quick, before they come back. I've got the car down on the riverside. This passage leads straight there.
Arthur.
Listen. We've beaten them once again. Do you love me, Cora Ann?
No man saw the ringer again that night, or for the many nights which followed.
That was The Ringer by Edgar Wallace, adapted for stereo by Raymond Rakes. The part of the gaunt stranger who told the story was played by David Davis. Samuel Hackett by Bill Fraser, Morris Meister by Alan Wheatley, and Dr. Lomond by Fraser Carr. Inspector Wembury was played by Alexander John, Inspector Bliss by Jeffrey Collins, and Colonel Walford by Peter Williams. Mary Lenley was played by Kate Binchy, Cora Ann Milton, the ringer's wife, by Sandra Clark, and John Lenley by John Forrest.